WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I can't help but giggle playing ABBA. It makes me really happy. No less from an Archers of Love song into that. So if you haven't figured out by that little hint, tonight's show, like every week, I pick one artist and spend 2 hours tracing their musical roots. And tonight is all about Archers of Loaf. Quick note, thank you, JJ, for last week's show on Akron Family. Fantastic job. Let me tell you a little bit about Archers of Loaf. They're originally from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. They formed in 1990. They all met at college at the University of North Carolina. But interestingly, they all grew up in Asheville, which I didn't know about. But the band thing didn't happen until they were in the Chapel Hill area. So they are a four-piece guitar-driven indie rock band. They existed from 1990 until 1998, put out 4 studio albums, a collection album, a bunch of singles and EPs, a live record, and miraculously, they're back. Not completely in the way that, you know, there'll be a new record tomorrow or something, but they're playing a handful of reunion shows, and you know what? Considering they're one of my favorite bands of all time, I'll take it. I'm okay with some reunion shows, and if that's all it's going to be, then I'm all right with that, too. It's also kind of a fun show for me tonight because they're fellas I've known since just a little bit out of high school in 1990. So I've known these guys for about 20 years, and when I heard that they were playing reunion shows, I thought it would be the perfect opportunity to hit up member Matt Gentling and ask him to help me select 2 hours of music to reflect their influences. A little bit about, you know, a little something for each of the members, a little bit about the local scene in North Carolina, and some bands that are influenced by them. So without further ado, let's get into some more music, and I'm going to kick things off with a song that's very important for drummer Mark Price, and that would be The Police.
Sleeping like an open door. I stepped outside myself and felt so cold. Take a look at Amazing grace and strange and raging, cries of fury to your brain, smashed and failing. with something wholesome in the maelstrom of the fakery, the trickery, and the wickedness. A taste of sweetness in the bleakness, then the freak out incompleteness due to weakness. Well, it's always the same. A tiny spark of something wholesome in the maelstrom of the fakery, the trickery, and the wickedness.
WRIR would like to thank RVA Magazine for its underwriting support. RVA Magazine is a quarterly publication providing coverage of Richmond's art and music scene, offering editorials and opinions about events, people, and happenings. RVA Magazine is available at many local coffee houses, bookstores, and retailers throughout the city. You may find RVA Mag on Facebook, Twitter, and at rvamag.com. Thank you, RVA Magazine. I am Lightning's Girl. This is Cause and Effect. Tonight's special band of the evening is Archers of Loaf, who are playing some reunion shows right now-ish. They just played in Asheville. They've got some dates up and down. Actually, Seattle, I guess, this weekend. And then over the summer, more up and down the East Coast. Very exciting stuff. So bass player Matt Gentling picked many of the sets, songs for tonight's set. So let's talk about what you just heard. We just now heard Big Country with Inwards, one of my favorite songs by Big Country. Stuart Adamson, which was a vocalist, guitar player of Big Country, very important hero to Eric Johnson, guitar player of Archers of Loaf. We heard My Dad is Dead, Sometimes I Feel, and it's funny, I know there's another band that has a My Dad name in it, and I always get them confused, and I'm so excited to have a chance to explore the catalog. Really, really wowed me, so thanks, Matt, for turning me on to that track, Sometimes I Feel. We heard the band of the evening, Archers of Loaf, with Backwash, and both that song and the Sonic Youth song, I had to edit out some curse words, so I've been playing around with different sounds to remove curse words with, and I picked a whammy sound, so if you hear a funny sound, that's what it is. It's because there's a curse word there. We heard Sonic Youth off of Sister, Tough Gnarl, an Eric Bachman influence, but certainly a band that all of Archers of Loaf dig. The Replacements with Hanging Downtown, more early influences to Matt and The Police. And you know, it never fails if a drummer has to pick something for their pick. I feel like The Police and Rush always end up being drummer picks, and with good reason. And so that track was Truth Hits Everybody. And yeah, I started set with ABBA. What are you going to do about it? Two, not one, but two members of Archers of Loaf dig ABBA. And so why not play a little Super Trooper? So that's what I did. They're actually the second indie rock band to put ABBA into their set. We actually heard ABBA in the Silkworm Bottomless Pit set as well. Behind me is Barry Black, which is Eric Bachman solo. Track called Derelict Vultures. I'm going to go into some more music and just a little hint of Archers of Loaf, and then right into Bauhaus. It's the best segue ever.
Yeah. is a lesser dog that comes from old. Don't leave him, he's the most of the big road. Him watching well and feeling up a glass tray. No walking, but he just is the same old. The opposite services, exploitation of his finest work. So the people want fireworks of office turf, and he lays the fire to his eye.
Ride the world, ride it, but the body. pen and your backbone. Spoke you down from there. All I ever wanted was to be your spine. Lost your friction and you slid for a mile. Overdone, overdrive, overlive, override. You're not the one who let me down. Thanks for offering.
Down to Florida. And I'm gonna bowl me a perfect game.
WRIR celebrates the 1,000th episode of the Rainbow Minute with an ice cream social. On Friday, May 27th, from 3 to 6 p.m., you can join creators Jed Proctor and Brian Burns at Sprout Market and Cafe, 1 North Morris Street, just off West Main, near VCU campus. Come and meet other Rainbow Minute readers, supporters, and WRIR volunteers and enjoy some ice cream. While there, pick up the 1,000th episode commemorative bookmark. For more info, visit WRIR.org. Congratulations to the Rainbow Minute from WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio. I am Lightning's Girl. This is Cause and Effect. And everybody knows not to put their hand in the mouth of a snake, but accidents happen. If a poisonous snake bites you or someone you know, call Poison Help at 1-800-222-1222 right away. Their experts will determine if the snake is poisonous and tell you what signs to watch for and what to do. If the snake is not poisonous, you will need to wash the wound and check with your doctor. You may need a tetanus booster shot. So let's talk a little bit about what you just heard and what you're hearing right now. Underneath me is the Battle Surfers moving to Florida. I say Florida funny because I'm from Jersey. Florida, Florida. That is a Matt Gentling pick. Bass player of Archers of Loaf has been kind enough to pretty much pick out most of this evening's set. So thank you, Matt. I can't really, really, truly can't thank you enough for taking the time to do that. We heard just a tiny bit of one of the versions of Web in Front from Archers of Loaf. Capsize 7, they were from Chapel Hill with blasting radios off. Poster Children, Space Gun off of Daisy Chain Reaction, a Matt influence and pick. Picasso Trigger with Colossal Man. Sounds so good to hear loud in my headphones. The vocalist, I believe, lives in Richmond now. Metal Flake Mother, Deem Ond, another Chapel Hill local band. I believe one of the members went on to be in the Squirrel Nut Zippers. And I know some of the members have gone on to other bands as well, but the Squirrel Nut Zippers are probably the best known of that group. We heard, the Pixies with Tame off of Doolittle. You can absolutely hear some of the influence, dynamic, and attack of what the Pixies do and what Archers of Loaf do. Chris Knox with My Dumb Luck. It was real tough picking the right song for this set, so hopefully I picked the right one. So many great Chris Knox song. I guess Bachman, vocalist, singer of Archers of Loaf, got Matt into the band, and I guess as well as the Tall Dwarfs, and Matt is still a big fan of Chris Knox. And beginning of that set was a little bit of Archers of Loaf, the track Wrong, into Bauhaus, Dark Entries, yet another early influence to some of the Archers growing up. I'm going to go right back into more music. Kind of a special treat. I've been using some editing software. So Archers are an incredible live act. They seem to be forever on the road while they were a band and actively touring. And so there's three songs off of All the Nation's Airports that they play together, squished as one song, and they sort of nicknamed it Trilogy. So as a special treat, I have recreated that in the studio for you next. We'll be right back.
Customer is king. Waste your life. Waste your life. Little things can cost you everything. Save your life. Save your life. Dead and white, our distance is disguised. Mad and sad, well, it's my misunderstanding. Customer is king. Waste your life. Waste your life.
WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond.
Now I chase it. Something that'll fit your ears just right? Then tune into Paul's Boutique. Choice cuts hand-selected by me, DJ Paul G. Thursdays from 9 to 11 p.m. here on WRIR 97.3 LPFM, Richmond Independent Radio.
Find plenty of programs, events, and activities at Virginia State Parks. Virginia's 34 parks have thousands of campsites, hundreds of cabins, more than 500 miles of trails, and convenient access to Virginia's major waterways. They offer beaches, picnic shelters, family lodges, meeting facilities, festivals, concerts, nature programs, cultural happenings. The list goes on and on. From Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, there's something for everyone. To see a complete listing of Virginia State Parks and learn what each has to offer, visit www.dcrvirginia.gov/state_parks. I am Lightning's Girl. This is Cause and Effect. And that PSA is from Matt Gentling from Archers of Loaf. Why, you ask? Because he might be a musician, but I think he is equal parts, if not maybe even more so, an outdoorsy kind of guy. We just recently went to go visit him, and like every photo of him is him hanging off the side of a mountain or hiking somewhere. I don't know, wrestling bears, catching fish with his teeth. Okay, maybe not that, but he's an amazing mountain climber, rock climber kind of guy. So for those of you who wondered a little bit more about the man behind bass player of Archers of Loaf, climber, outdoors guy. So let's see, what did you just hear? Band of Horses, Ode to LRC. Matt picked that one as he was in the touring band for a bit in 2007. Another sort of comical aspect to Matt's character is you know, shooting the breeze about music, and it seems like every third band you talk about is a band that he actually has played in at one point or another. And if it's a local band to where he lives in Asheville, I think he might be literally in every single band there. I could be wrong, but it seems that way. We heard the Flaming Lips with When You're 22, and that was a pick for Eric Johnson. Thank you, sir. Guitar player from Archers of Loaf stepped in and offered a couple picks as well, so that was one for him. We heard the Electric Owls with Magic Show. They are another Asheville band, and they are playing the DC show. I think they're actually playing a couple of the tour dates coming up in the summer, but the DC show in particular is August 5th, and unfortunately it's already sold out, in case you had your hopes up in attending. But the Electric Owls feature Andy from the Comas, and I think Matt played with them for a while and is also, I believe, on some of the recordings that were on the Ain't Too Bright release. And at the beginning of the set was the Archers of Loaf trilogy, three songs from All the Nation's Airports off of their 1996 release. And Matt picked all of the Archer songs picked tonight, except for one was picked by Archers of Loaf. So if you're disappointed, take it up with them. Underneath me right now is Geezer Lake, another Matt pick. Sick Times 10 is the name of that song. More music, and I don't know if I'm allowed to technically really dedicate a song to myself, but I'm going to do it. This is another band I was lucky enough to befriend. Actually, I think I maybe met them through the Archers of Loaf guys back in the early 90s. And Eric Bachman was actually a member very, very early on and is found on this particular recording. It is a group called Small, who later took on the 2-3 additional part of their name, so it was Small 2-3. And the song is called Nasty Little Chick, a.k.a. Nasty Little Chick at the Record Store. We have just about 20 minutes left of Cause and Effect, and then Paul's Boutique is up next. I can't thank Matt, bass player from Archers of Loaf, enough. Thank you for helping me pick all of the songs for the set this evening. We just heard Tree People with Funnel Head, and in my humble opinion, if there is one band that when someone tells me they really love Archers of Loaf and they're wondering what's that other band that they should check out, sure, Polvo is in that list, but I still think Tree People is probably one of the most comparable bands. And, of course, Doug from the Tree People went on to be the founder of Built to Spill. We heard Superchunk with Detroit Has a Skyline 2, quickly becoming one of my favorite Superchunk songs off of Here's Where the Strings Come In. Matt roadied and guitar teched for the band on and off through 99 to 2001. I guess occasionally would play acoustic guitar, and according to him, should never be a keyboard player in a band. We heard Blue Green Gods with Water off of the Pyloric Waves comp, another Durham, North Carolina pier happening around the 90s. Polvo with Purple Bear, Exploding Drawing, certainly a band that gets compared to Archers of Loaf quite a bit, and kind of in the same ballpark of a comeback story. Polvo has been playing shows again and released a new record. Gosh, has it already been 2 years? I think it was in 2009. We heard Jenny Any Kind with Revelator, another North Carolina band. They were a power trio with two brothers and sound a whole lot like Pavement. Pipe was also in there with Ashtray. That particular track is off the Merge 5th Anniversary comp. Archers of Loaf with What Did You Expect? That goes out to Kenny off the Speed of Cattle. Beginning of the set was Small Nasty Little Chick. And let's see. I guess since we're so running down on time and I still have lots and lots of music to go, back into music I shall play then. Archers of Loaf, Hate Pace. This goes out to Eric Johnson, guitar player in Archers. This was his pick. You know, I only get to play 4 songs by an artist during the span of 2 hours, so it's always really tough to try to pick which songs, because someone's inevitably going to be unhappy that you didn't play whatever song. So it's always kind of nice when the band gets to pick it and that pressure is off. So, Eric, Hate Pace for you, buddy. Oh, that is so not the song. All right, I queued up the wrong CD player, so I'm going to try this again, and I'm going to get it right, darn it. I take that back. Worst rewind sound effect ever. Hate based. Try to. Face the voice. just 10 little minutes left in Cause and Effect. Thanks again to Matt Gentling from Archers of Love for helping me pick tonight's songs. We just heard Paper Lions, and usually when I go through a set, I go through it 7 or 8 times with a fine-tooth comb to try to pick out curse words, and I happen to miss a couple in the Paper Lions track, which is why you only heard just a little snippet of it. That particular little bit of set are newer bands that remind me a great deal of Archers of Loaf. So Paper Lions with Kinetic, Two Potential. Sid from Le Save Five was kind enough to pick out a song for tonight's set. I know that that band is an Archers of Loaf fan, and it's hard to pick the right song to represent Archers of Loaf, and so Sid was kind enough from the band to pick Scout's Honor, so thank you very much, Sid. I know, I'm trying to think of who I've played Archers of Loaf for in past sets, and I know Blake from Jawbreaker picked an Archers of Loaf song, kind of a more melodic later song that you wouldn't expect necessarily as like a, it wasn't a traditional hit song or something, but since I've already played that before, I skipped that. We heard The Poles with We Dine in White off of 12 Winds. And remember I was saying that Matt has been in every band ever. Well, another band. I don't think they're together anymore. They're from Asheville, but he played live and recorded some. That song is spectacular. I really, really love the guitar work. And yeah, I guess, you know, the bass work is okay too. And at the beginning of that set was Hate Paste, Archers of Loaf, Icky Metal. Their first proper full length, and Eric Johnson from the band picked that track. So good to hear all of these Archer songs. You know, it would be awesome if some super swell label maybe took it upon themselves to reissue those records, maybe remaster them, soup up some packaging. Wouldn't that be neat? Just a girl can dream, right? So behind me right now is Spooky, which is Eric Johnson's solo dealy bob, called The Guitar is Bad at the Keyboard, one of the best titles ever. Next week, I'm going to be doing a show about Marvin Gaye. It's a 40th year anniversary of What's Going On, so why not? I like to mix things up, and I haven't done a soul-type show in a while, so Marvin Gaye it is. Thanks again, Matt, for helping me with the show, and Eric as well. And just a couple tracks left. We have Crooked Fingers, Wrecking Ball, which is Eric Bachman, singer, guitar player from Archers. We'll hear some Big Star and early influence on those fellas. And then Eric Bachman solo, if there's time, with Liars and Thieves. Have a great night. Paul's Boutique is up next.
Speech. Call Paul's Boutique at Arts of Jenny. So the number is 718-498-1043. That's Paul's Boutique, and they're in Brooklyn.
Yes, indeed. It's 9 o'clock here in Richmond, Virginia. You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond. Richmond Independent Radio, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet.